is the glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
You've just heard the business update. It's a Wednesday, so you know it's time for the glass ceiling. Are work-at-home spouses getting their financial due? I'm not calling them stay-at-home spouses or housewife or house husband, as you know them. I'm calling them work-at-home. The reason I'm not calling them stay-at-home spouses or housewife or house guinea-guinea, all those things, is because it reinforces the idea that some of you have that they're just sitting at home doing nothing. Because that's not true. These people, more often than not, they're women, are working very hard. They're running a home. They're raising kids. They're ensuring food is available. They're planning meals. They're keeping things clean. They're doing the jobs of multiple people. And they're getting the financial reward of zero. Like, if you have lived by yourself, you know how difficult it is to decide what to eat morning, afternoon, and night. To motivate yourself to wash, to clean, to sweep the house, to mop, all those things. You know how difficult it is. Don't lie. Even those of you that like housework, you know how difficult it is to get in the zone to do it. Now, a lot of these spouses who stay at home, men and women, more likely to be women, they have no choice but to do it or to supervise somebody to do it. Supervision is also work. Half the time, you're having to shout and reshout and point and repoint and do and redo. And they're doing the jobs of multiple people and getting the financial reward of zero. Let me talk to you about Mama Cross. If you're watching this season of Big Brother Naija, you know about Cross. Oh, I'm on fire today. First, I give you hip hop. Now I'm giving you BB Naija on current affairs. I know. It's awesome. But yeah, back to Cross on BB Naija. Maybe you've heard him tell his life story if you're watching this year. But if you haven't, let me summarize this story for you. It's a familiar story. It's a story that you are probably experiencing at the moment or experienced in the past or grew up experiencing. Cross started out in a wealthy home. Or at least his father was wealthy. He owned a successful business. Cross describes his father as a, quote, very traditional man. So he didn't want his wife, Cross's mother, to work. She was a full-time work-at-home spouse who handled all the domestic matters. At the same time, because of how traditional Cross's father was, Cross's father controlled all the money. So if Mama Cross wanted to buy even razor blade, she had to come and ask Papa Cross for money. And he would decide whether he would give her or whether he would not give her. And then Papa Cross died. When Papa Cross died, Cross was still a child. But guess what? Papa Cross made Cross his next of kin for all his assets. Papa Cross didn't make his wife his next of kin. And since Cross was a child, the lawyers and other smart people around were able to swoop in and take control. Cross, oh, his mother, oh, his siblings, oh, were left with nothing. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? That woman was cheated out of her life's work. Let me tell you what I mean. Mama Cross was not a domestic staff. She sacrificed her goals, her dreams, and working life to work in the home as a partner to her husband, to build the home. If she hadn't spent all those years handling things at home, Papa Cross wouldn't have had the freedom to build his business outside. He wouldn't have been able to build a business that was successful. He wouldn't have been able to build up that wealth. But at the end of the day, he did not make sure that she had her own portion of that wealth. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? This is what happens to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of work-at-home spouses. It happens because their spouses and society
doesn't see their work as work. We often fail to acknowledge that they are contributing value to the home simply because they're not the ones bringing money from outside. What we fail to see is that there are two ways to contribute value: bringing money in, stopping money from going out. Let me explain what I mean. Imagine that, I hope you're listening. Imagine that before Cross had died, before Papa Cross, sorry, God forbid, Cross will not die soon. Before Papa Cross had died, imagine that Mama Cross had disappeared. Let's say that Papa Cross could not remarry for whatever reason. Let's say that Papa Cross had to hire people to do what Mama Cross has been doing. So let's go through the list. Huh? He needs somebody who would clean, who would wash clothes. So basically a housekeeper. In today's money, minimum wage is 35,000 naira. 30,000, but some people are generous, 35,000. So somebody that will cook and clean and wash clothes, 35,000. He now needs a cook. That's another 30 or 35,000. He now needs somebody that will handle childcare. That's another 30 or 35,000. He now needs a personal assistant to help him with things that he needs for work. That's another 30 or 35,000. He needs a lesson teacher for the children. That's another 30 or 35,000. Are you calculating with me? Because we're already at 175,000 a month, so. Let's say that you don't even pay, you don't have enough money to pay maybe 30 or 35,000, you're paying 15,000. Calculate it, it's still a lot of money that you are at so far. And I haven't even scratched the surface, so. 175,000 a month is 2.1 million naira a year. That's 21 million that she saved him in the first 10 years of marriage. 21 million that he was able to invest in his business. And she didn't mind, because to her, it was all going into something for the family. She saves the family millions. But at the end, does she get back that value? No. Sandra, are you saying that work-at-home spouses should be paid a salary? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they should be seen as financial partners because they are adding financial value to the home by taking on work that should be paid for. In business, they call that sweat equity. And how do you pay a person who has equity? Shares. What I'm saying is that work-at-home spouses should be entitled to a percentage of the family earnings as their share of the contribution to the home. So a work-at-home spouse shouldn't be at the mercy of their spouse to give them or not to give them money when they need it. They should be entitled to equal control of the money coming into the home as the work-outside spouse. That's my position. Come and beat me. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What's your position? How should work-at-home spouses be compensated? Today, well, I thought I'm tying wrapper. I don't tie up for my waist. I'm ready for this battle. Let's go. How should work-at-home spouses be compensated? Notice I asked how. I didn't say should they be. I said how should they be compensated. That's because they should be compensated one way or the other. Nobody puts that much work and contributes that much value and then end up like Mama Cross. They must be rewarded financially. So my question to you is, how? Do you agree that they are entitled to a share of the family revenue? This thing is looking like it's going to be serious. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. I don't know what's happening with the phone lines, but they keep picking and dropping. But yes, one call is bound to get through eventually. We're streaming live on Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Let's hear your thoughts. AY, I think, is on the line. AY is in Surulere. AY, thank you for calling us.
Okay. For the work-at-home spouse that you spoke about, appreciative. I don't want to sound as if I... Are they not beneficiaries of the accommodation where they stay, are they not beneficiaries of the 3 square meals? Are they not beneficiaries of the little things that the husband is paying for?
Oh, your call is not very clear, so it's not coming through. If I'm to understand, he's asking, are they not beneficiaries of 3 square meals? Are they not beneficiaries of a roof that they stay? And I didn't hear the rest of it. So if you can, please call back AY. Bioye and Yaba, how are you?
Hi, Sandra. I'm good. How are you doing?
Long time.
Oh, you remember me? I know. I don't get to call all the time.
Yeah.
This, I love you for this show, and you do bring a lot of really good shows.
Thank
Sandra,
you.
Especially
thank
this
you.
Glass ceiling. Thank you so much for standing up for women.
Thank you.
We need more people doing this.
Mm.
I love this idea, but I think they should actually get a salary every month.
Ah, okay. I did not say that one.
No, I'm serious, because this is the thing. If we are both working, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be making money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to stay home to take care of our kids, I shouldn't have to come to you for pad money for this. It's ridiculous. You should be giving me something. Look at what happened to Mama Cross.
Hmm.
So I'm not saying give me your whole lot,
mm-hmm.
but it's either you give me something or I have a shop where I'm making an income. I shouldn't have to not make anything because I'm home taking care of our kids, because you don't want a household taking care of your kids. I'm adding value to the family. So I deserve to either have a shop or have some money, pocket money. We give our children pocket money. Why shouldn't I get So that's the way I say it.
Okay.
That's a great job you do. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Bioye, and thank you for calling today. Now, do you agree with Bioye? Should it be a salary? Should it be a shared dividend? Because salary implies employer-employee, and you know how that relationship goes sometimes, right? I mean, because it often leaves room for a power mismatch, doesn't it? So I don't know. Or do you agree with the first caller, AY, who says, maybe you dey chop, you dey get a roof where you dey under. Why should I need to... I didn't hear the rest of what he said. I wish he calls back. Nonya and Lekki, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening,
sir.
Yes,
welcome. Go ahead.
You see, it's about a fight
go start. I'm tired of party. Wait the fight.
If you tired about me and my own, you are about to die again. My own death. Yes. See, Sandra. Somebody called Nari to say, she be the woman in the shop. The woman, the accommodation thing. The man, who the cook is the man. Some people go to marry wife.
Abi, if you buy for Mama Put, you go spend money now.
I tell you, if you buy for Mama Put, you go tell Mama Put, say Mama Put, sorry, we didn't serve it to you. Mama Put want to settle down. Abi, I don't know. If your wife go sit there, what is wrong? Why would you use this kind of plate for me? Why go tell Mama Put that time, man? Woman, they take good care. You know, they don't take as the woman does with the baby. Please, send her a question. It is matter. But I don't want to, because I talk to somebody say you are standing for woman. Now, they start, you have a woman, now they start for women.
Okay.
Go fight with sister. I don't know what to do. I don't do nothing. I mean, I don't put their ear down. I don't know what to say. This is my baby, they come approach. I don't want to make anybody question. Make it so that everybody will wish me a thing that day. Make no lie. Say, I put them into the night.
No, yeah, thank you. No, yeah, thank you for calling. If you just tuned into the show, hello to you. I'm hoping you're having a great day. We're asking if work-at-home spouses are getting their financial due, right? So far, AY has said, Shebi women are eating food in the house. They have a roof on their head. You know, what else? You know, why else are they looking for a share of, you know, what the outside spouse is making? And then Bioye says, well, I even think they should be paid a salary. And my follow-up question to what Bioye says is, should it be salary or should it be share dividend? And then I cited some of the abuse that can often happen between an employer and an employee. So, for instance, you cannot sack your shareholders, but you can sack an employee. You can query your staff. So if that happens, I mean, if we say, oh, pay salary to the spouse that is staying at home, and notice that I'm being very careful to not say the woman that stays at home. Now, it's more women who are staying at home than men, especially in Nigeria, but I'm being very careful to say pay money to the spouse, right? So if you say, oh, pay salary to the spouse staying at home, doesn't that leave room open for a power mismatch? And then a follow-up question to what AY said when he called. I wish he'll call back. Could she not have gotten that roof over her head by working outside as a cook and as a cleaner? Because a lot of cooks and cleaners in a lot of houses, they're still getting paid a salary. They're still getting paid a salary. If you have a nanny in your house, a living nanny, she's a living nanny, but you're paying her salary. Right? So, you know, can we do both things or not? How should work-at-home spouses be compensated? How should they be compensated? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin.
Benjamin, are you not in the mood to talk to us today? This is why you're talking inside your mouth.
Well, I'm in the mood.
You're in the mood. Well, talk now, let's go.
Yeah, so on the money then they ask for, you know, if someone there to take care of home, what do you need again?
Now, you know here, what's a list for you? Maybe the work, what did they do for us?
At least, even they do the work. Now, what do you want again? Maybe chop. They take care of home.
If they pay person to do that work, that person no go the chop, and you go still pay them to do them.
No, there's no point of you paying the person again now. Look, now your wife for house.
Now your wife, but now work should they do now? The work where should they do now? They give you a chance to come out outside, go do your own work too now. So I know they say make you pay them. They say, see what they ask, Nobody say make you pay them, but now say, make you give them percentage of what you they earn. You understand what they talk? So she no go there at your mercy. No be every time where she won't buy razor, she go say, give me money. You understand? So she's supposed they entitled to the money where they enter the house because she they work for house, you they work for outside.
If not, the one I give her, but nobody say she will come in as composing something, say, month finish. Month self never even finish. We begin to ask me, say, where I won't penny. Because some women are so funny like that. Even when you know say they give her before, when month done, the month self never even end self. I think we'll be the first person when they ask. Say, how far? So, some women is different like that. So, it's better, maybe, as it is, you know your responsibility, as it is. Anything I'm paying now, you know. If I give you, you collect your own little something. Because someday, they continue like that, so they're going to use that influence. They ask plenty. I even went more devoutly, they still ask. So, hold on,
make I understand what you talk, You they talk, say, they supposed get money, but now as your church mind reach, now you go give them.
Make no they ask, because some day funny like that, they will never finish that. They will say, should you give me before? I mean, one stop, no one give me again. Some women they like that. So, is that maybe I give you, no even ask them. Me, I know what I go do as a man. So, the issue of say make I pay you. Say the.
What if she say she go only do work for house as her church mind reach?
So, I will still take care of her now.
So she no go cook because her church might no reach. She no go wash clothes because her church might no reach there. Because she herself, she know what she's supposed to do as woman too now. But she go say, my church might no reach. I'm not go do am.
Sandra, all this one we mentioned now, na her responsibility that.
Na her responsibility?
Yeah, she go do am. That's an normal thing for a woman, you must do am. She no go just avoid, leave things like that. Me, where they go all this house, I know they give her job.
But not because as she whole house tight, now make you feet go outside, go hustle, bring food chop. If she not do the work for house, whole house down, you feet come out, go do anything.
Sandra, me and a man I do say if I give you what you need, I make you take your manager like that.
But you know if you manage the one where she give you, make you take.
Well, it depends on how we agree.
What if she say, make two of us go outside, go hustle, and make two of us they share the work for house?
If you know how to hustle, make sure you won't go outside now.
Okay. So if she say make two of us go outside, go hustle, you qua as you come house, two of us go share the housework. Abi?
We no go share housework. She know her job already at home.
She go follow you go hustle outside, but you don't go follow and do housework inside. You try, yeah? You try, where, eh? Bola don't dare for line. Why am I speaking pidgin? Bola has been online for a while. Bola in Ikeja. Bola, we have to take a break. I'm sorry, but please call us back, okay? I'm so sorry, but we have to take a break. I know that if I take the call from Bola now, it's going to take long and we will not be able to, you know, get down to the business. Woo! But I love this conversation. Do you love this conversation? I love it. I have a feeling it's going to be a series. Well, guys, listening right now is like, this woman, you too like series. But yeah, it is what it is. Sometimes the conversation cannot just be finished in one go. And you gotta do what you gotta do. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is. Huh? It's the way it is. So let's take that break. When we come back, we'll talk to you, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Today we're talking about work at home spouses getting their financial due. And yes, I'm calling them work at home spouses because a lot of people think they're not doing anything, they're just sitting at home, and they're not. And I gave you an explanation, even gave you financial breakdown of what it would cost to get people to do what they do for you, to make it possible for you to go out and work outside. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Point 3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
And here we are, Lagos, talking about what the compensation for work-at-home spouses should look like. Yes, if you have been with us since we started the conversation today. Wait, let me pull up my seats. It's pulling down. This seat doesn't know that I'm already short. Now, wow. Okay, good. So if you joined us at the top of the hour, you know that we're talking about work-at-home spouses and if they are getting their financial due. And I said I'm deliberately calling them work-at-home spouses, not stay-at-home spouses or house spouse, housewife, house husband. I'm not calling them that because they're doing a lot of work at home. And when you don't acknowledge that work by labeling them correctly, you're reinforcing the idea that they just stay in the house doing nothing. I hear the way some men talk about their wives who are work-at-home partners, and it's very condescending, very dismissive. You know, I also hear the way some wives talk about their husbands that are work-at-home husbands, and it's also very condescending, very dismissive. And so I think as a people, we should redefine how we speak about some things. And that includes work-at-home spouses, because they are working very hard, running the home, raising the kids, ensuring that there's food available, planning meals, keeping the place clean, doing all the things that make it possible for you to go out and get things done. And their financial rewards are often zero. Often zero. I told you about Mama Cross. If you're watching Big Brother, you know about Cross. You know his story. He told us how his father was very traditional. He comes from a wealthy home, or he came from a wealthy home, but the father died. And because the father made him next of kin and did not allow his mother access to the family wealth, they lost everything. Her years of labor down the drain. Mama Cross was not a domestic staff. She sacrificed her goals, her dreams, her working life to work in the home, to be a partner for her husband, to build a home for him. Spent all those years handling things at home. If she hadn't done that, Papa Cross wouldn't have been outside. He wouldn't have, you know, in mind for no come down, because I know, say, I get person for house with the handle things. So if he go out, go hustle. I know, say, if I come house, food go day. Children go clean. Children go sleep. Person go help them with their assignments. All those things. And I even gave you a breakdown of what it would mean if you were paying somebody to do it. Like, if you were paying somebody to bathe, feed, take care of the kids, that's a lot of money. If you're paying somebody to come and clean your house, I have a cleaner that I pay to come and clean my house. I know how much I pay my cleaner, you know? So if you're paying someone to come and clean your house, if you're paying someone to cook, if you're paying someone to mind the kids, if you're paying a lesson teacher, that's a lot of money. More often than not, it is the stay, it's the work at home spouse that is doing that work. We did the math, I did the breakdown for you. If you're paying minimum wage, you're paying somebody at least 30,000 to clean, to do laundry, to keep the house. You're paying someone at least 30,000 to cook. You're paying someone at least 30,000 to do childcare. You're paying someone at least 30,000 to be your personal assistant, help handle things for you that you need at work. Lesson teacher, another 30,000 if you're paying minimum wage. So at least 175,000 a month. And we've not even gone down to other things that you pay for if you were paying somebody else to handle it. But you have a spouse handling these things for you at home. Do they deserve equal share of the revenue being brought into the family? Should they be seen as financial partners because they're adding financial value to the home by taking on work that should be paid for? I think yes. I say yes. In business, like I said before the break, it's called sweat equity. And the way you pay somebody for sweat equity is to give them shares. Work-at-home spouses should be entitled to a percentage of the family earnings as their share of contributing to the home. A work-at-home spouse should not be at the mercy of their spouse to give them or not to give them money when they need it. Like the way Benjamin was talking when he and I spoke earlier on. A work-at-home spouse should be entitled to equal control of the money coming into the home. That's my position. What's your position? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Women, call us on that number. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. How should work-at-home spouses be compensated? I'm not asking you if they should. I'm asking how they should. Because I think nobody should put that much work, contribute that much value, and end up like Mama Cross. Fumi is in Ikeja. Fumi, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you so much for this topic. And I feel that a lot of men that have been calling in or that are listening would not appreciate this unless they hear a bit of my story.
Okay.
Because my own mom gave everything into the, you know, the family.
Right.
Does the cooking, she does the making of the babies. There are six of us. My dad hardly eats second day food. You know, the kind of man. He's also very traditional. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And she died. Hmm. When she died, when my mom died, and my dad depended enough for everything she was getting from my mom, which includes being at his beck call, making food all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't eat this food that was made yesterday.
Mm.
It has to be freshly made.
Ah.
It has to be freshly served. You know, by the time that, you know, and we are just two girls and four boys, and the boys were on their own. And we girls, I mean, two of us would just look at each other and be like, who will do this thing for this man? Who? Where? Even his own sisters, they were living with us at that time. They ran.
Ah.
They left because nobody could put up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could take it. So I think that a lot of our men have this entitlement. I mean, I don't know the way it is for them.
Okay.
And I think I am doing better by raising my son differently because we need to raise boys who understand these things.
Okay.
If not, this circle continues. Check out what I'm saying. Because most women, they just die giving and giving and giving all of themselves.
Right.
Nobody appreciates it.
Right.
Only for people like the other guy that called in to come on here and say, maybe they are eating at home. That's the most condescending statement I've heard in my life.
Okay.
Women are giving a lot and they are the one at the receiving end. And that's what I've called to contribute. Thank you, Sandra.
Fumi, thank you so much for calling. Baba G's in Badagry. Hello, Baba G.
Sandra.
Tell me what
you
think.
You.
I greet you back.
Yeah, honestly, nobody should fight you. You say you tie your clothes.
I tie a part today. I'm ready.
Yeah, nobody should fight you. But the way I look at it, it should be an individual thing.
Okay.
You know, family differs, culture differs. you know. Like, I will say here that we share the domestic work together,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
I remember my wife's first pregnancy, you know women, she will send you to anywhere to go and get something for her.
Okay.
You will do that, you know, immediately.
Mm.
But there's something, you know, culture.
Mm.
Though there are some culture we need to amend, I'm not disputing that.
Okay.
But you know, culture, like I'm from Delta State, you know, you pay the dowry, the man,
mm-hmm.
not woman.
Right.
I know there are some, we are in India or somewhere,
right.
the woman will be the one that pay the dowry, that
right.
is one.
Right.
And two, as a man, you can establish your wife if you want to do business. You know, in my compound, I build a shop. You know, you want to do business, you don't want to go to work, you don't want to work as a professional, you want to do business, you want to raise the children, to be seeing the children always, and I will be around, two of us will be raising the children. We agree.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And again, you said something that the woman keeping the home
mm-hmm.
for you, the man. No, he's keeping the home for us. Because the children, when they grown up, we will benefit from them. Not only the man, even the woman.
But if she's not keeping the home, you will not be able to go out and make money. You will
very
come,
true.
You will come home and have to do the work that she's doing in the house.
When I was a bachelor, I do it myself.
Exactly. So you understand how it be.
That is why, Sandra, there is difference between home and house. Before I marry, I just have a house. But after I marry, we have a home.
Mm.
We have to raise the children together.
Yes, but all that work that she's putting into making sure that your house is now a home, does she...
For us,
yes. But the money you're making is not for yourself either, it's for us.
Very true.
You're both adding value. You're adding financial value. She's adding She's adding value that isn't financial, but it's equally as important, right?
Definitely,
so you're
definitely.
Both making each other's lives great. You're both helping each other's lives.
Oh,
both
can I say something?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? What
yes,
about the situation whereby I spend the money I in to build a shop for her,
mm-hmm.
and I stock the shop for her,
mm-hmm.
and when she's selling this, I don't even ask her
that one is different.
Money, the profit.
That one
no,
is different.
I'm saying,
no. The people that we're talking about, hold on.
That I should be paying her
the
salary.
The people that we're talking about here are people that are stay-at-home, period. No business, no office. You know, on the glass ceiling, I'm always talking about women that are going out to go and work, Abi. Today, I'm now talking about women that are staying in the house to work or men that are staying in the house to work. What am I calling work? I'm calling work the cooking, the cleaning, the raising the children, the supervision, the errand running, the assignments. You're doing all those things that people pay others to do. It's work in the house. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about you who open business for your wife. This conversation is not for you. I'm not talking about you who your wife is working. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about for you who your wife is at home and working in the house.
No, let me just conclude because of that caller.
Okay.
When you say at home, you know what people do now?
What?
Because if you are raising children, most people, they want the mother to be there. Because if the mother is not there, the father is not there, if the children are growing, they will feel cold, a kind of. So by the time you said, my compound, let me put one shop there, you are not going out to, you are a housewife, quote and unquote. But the little things you are selling there, you put your eyes on them. Definitely you are home. You clean the house too, with the children. Remember, cleaning the house is with the children, not only you. And at the end of the day, you go outside to go and make the money. You bring the money back home. You give them school fee. Probably if I rented an apartment, I will be the one that will pay for the apartment, not the woman. It's neither here nor there. That is why I said individual matters, culture matters. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Baba G, for calling. Baba G says individuals matter, culture matters. Yes, of course, but, the people make up the culture, right? If we're all doing a thing, then we've all agreed that thing is good. It also means that we can all agree, okay, this thing's not serving us anymore. Let's change it. For instance, Baba G talked about culture. In the old days, when a woman was marrying, they used to give her a lot of servants to do all this work. the cooking, the cleaning, the raising the children, all this work. That's how they used to know who came from a rich home and who came from a poor home, by the number of servants that your father would give you as you were going to your husband's house. That was culture. It's no longer culture that is there today. I mean, that's what has metamorphosed into people who still have house helps in their house, sometimes underage, but that's a conversation for a different day. Now, more people who are sensible are paying their housekeepers to do all of that work. But in the olden days, part of what edigono, you know, part of what they send you home with are house helps, who will do all of that work and make sure that all you're doing is sitting pretty, supervising, giving birth to children, and taking care of your husband. But now you have women who are doing all of that work by themselves, and they'll be left empty-handed at the end of the day, like Mama Cross. So my question is, how should they be compensated? Because they should be compensated one way or the other. Nobody should put in that much work, add that much value, and end up like Mama Cross. They must be rewarded financially. How do you reward them? How do we reward them? Do you agree that they are entitled to a share of the family revenue? Victor is in Oshodi. I wonder if he's still on the line. Are you still there, Victor? No, he's not. 99.3, hello? All right, we don't have that person there either. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, my name is Paul.
Paul, welcome.
Yeah. Sandra, I always say you are a policy developer and you don't want to agree with me.
I'm a journalist.
Very, I appreciate you. God bear me witness. I pray for you all the time.
Aww.
Because you are doing a very good job. It's affecting homes, society, affecting individuals. So I'm learning a lot from you and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
People should see that you are more than a journalist, not just a guy. You are a gifted lady. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, this issue is very, very, very sensitive.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of men that are greedy and selfish.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I will tell you the gospel truth. When I got married, I married at a very early stage because God just showed me mercy. I said, instead of living a careless life, let me just start a home. I married when I was 23 years.
Right.
Really, I finished school, yeah.
Right.
Now, I told my wife not to go and work so that she'll be able to take care of her babies, okay?
Okay.
And every week, I paid her.
Okay. Paul? Oh, no! Paul, please call me back. We've got Norma on the line. Norma, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yes. I've heard so many things that some men said. But in my own case, let me tell you my experience.
Norma, I'm so sorry to have to do this to you, but it looks like I have to take a break. I'm not sure what's going on, but go ahead. If they cut us off, they cut us off. Norma, go ahead.
Okay. In my own case, when I was a work-at-home mom, my husband involved me in everything about his finances.
Okay.
He gives me money. He gives money in case of if there's any emergency, I will attend to them before he comes back.
Okay.
So to cut the long story short, every investment he made, he used my name as the next of kin.
Hmm.
And when he died, I can tell you, Sandra, out of the investments he made, part of it was used to create a trust fund for the family, which is seeing the children through their education. So he didn't leave anything for any other person except me. He gives me the best thing I needed when he was alive. Does not say, when you need this thing, come and take. He made sure that everything was in place. If the children are sick, before he will come back from work, I have taken them to the hospital, do everything. If I want to buy anything cloth, he will ask me, is this one, is it the best? I want the best for you. Go and get the best. So I think every other man should emulate from that. Don't just say your wife should not work. And everything that involves your finances, you will not you know, put her within. You just leave her, and at the end, she will lose everything.
Norma, thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry I had to do that, but we have to take a break. Next week, Wednesday, we're going to do an experiment. We're going to talk about three men who each live alone. None of them are married. When I finish telling you this story, I'm going to need you to give me a call and talk about the story that I share with you. We'll conduct that experiment together because we'll continue this conversation. It will have two more episodes, one next week, one the upper week, where we wrap it up. Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info continues in a bit with Balogun and Broad at 5 o'clock, where we'll talk about the tech industry. So much going on there. Keep it here if you want to hear what they are.